The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Why do fools not listen to talk radio? That's the new song I'm going to put out by Frankie Savage. Why do fools not listen to talk radio? The corruption in America has never been greater. The stink coming out of the White House, the stench coming out of the state houses, the reek coming out of the city halls has never been greater since the age of Tammany Hall, when after 150 years of corruption in New York under the Democrat machine, a reformer by the name of Fiorella LaGuardia, a Republican, I will mind you, came along and cleaned up the garbage, threw out the bums, and saved New York from the Democrat machine, which has now reemerged, now from the White House to the outhouse, ruining America. So let's start in California. California sheriff says his $276,000 pension is not enough, and he is now suing Ventura County, saying that his $276,000 a year pension should be $75,000 more, claiming it's allowed under the law. That's number one. California sheriff makes $276,000 as a pension. He's so greedy, he's so corrupt, he wants another $75,000 a year. He's suing the county for more money. In New York, Queens Library, Board of Trustees, has a director, a CEO of the New York, of the Queens Library, who has a $392,000 a year contract. He had a secret $2 million golden parachute hidden inside the contract that nobody knew about. His name? Want to hear his name? How did he become this guy? How did he become the head of the library system? His name is Galante. Mr. Galante, a great, great man, working the library system so your children can have better books and better reading. And let's say the average clerk and custodian in the library system gets $39,000 top pay. Senior librarians get $55,000. But this wonderful humanitarian, this man committed to the betterment of humanity, Thomas Galante, has a $2 million golden parachute that somebody put into his contract. Now, why am I telling you these stories? Because the corruption is raging from the White House to City Hall. In terms of the White House, it's social corruption, not fiscal corruption. You could say it's fiscal corruption under Obama, but he himself is not personally benefiting, only his cronies. The social corruption, though, is worse than the fiscal corruption. Last night, the First Lady, Michelle Obama, went on a comedian show that everyone was fainting over this week. Oh, they were falling all over themselves over this comedian. All week long, that's all you heard about this comedian. So there she shows up, and she does a skit with two cross-dressers as though it's wholesome entertainment for the family. So this is what I talk about on the show today. In San Francisco, we have over 700 missing fine arts paintings from the de Young Museum, and there is no investigation underway. The paintings have been loaned to so-called public officials. Where is the FBI? Who will watch the watchers, the Romans asked. The Romans asked thousands of years ago, who will watch the watchers? The answer then is the same as the answer now. There's no one to watch them. They're watching us to make sure they can keep hurting us. Now, you've heard about the IRS scandal. You heard about the IRS being used against conservatives. Obama has now used some of the worst tricks in the history of humanity to try and steal our First Amendment. And that is, the FCC has a new commissioner who was appointed by none other than the great Obama, a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. That's right, one of the oppressed minorities who, as you well know, is holier than thou. As you well know, when a minority becomes powerful, they always act better than the non-minority because they've been there and done that. So they look out for the little guy. They want to make sure that there's fairness when they get power. And so that's nothing more than the man is doing. So he appointed his daughter. The first thing he did was he gave a contract to his daughter's company to go out and do a study on what stations are running, what newsrooms are running, and make certain that the philosophy of the stations, the target audiences of the stations, critical information of the radio and newsrooms. The communities get the proper coverage, etc. The demographics match that of the Obama voter, and so forth and so on. But this was given as an investigation to a congressional black caucus member who turned it over to his daughter. She created a little company to do the FCC media study. And guess what? We did some research, and we found this on Fix News today. The intrusive examination of newsrooms across America that is being done surreptitiously by the daughter of one of the members of the FCC appointed by Obama, who herself should be investigated, is leading a company to investigate the media that has no background whatsoever to the media. The Maryland-based company, Social Solutions International, has specialized in maternal health, that's, you know what that is, government contracts, HIV/AIDS, you know what that is, big slush funds, immigrant health, big slush funds, and substance abuse, which is probably more lucrative than the drug trade itself. As you well know, treatment centers and substance abuse research is probably accounting for more income than the drug dealers themselves are making. But this company, run by the daughter of this sterling member of the Congressional Black Caucus, whose name I forget. I think he's from South Carolina. I have it on michaelsavage.com. Let me get it for you so we don't make any mistakes here. Let's go down the list here. Oh, here it is. Congressional Black Caucus daughter to police the press, question mark. Washington Examiner broke the story. And it turns out Byron York, God bless him, did this story the other day. And it's been all over the media because everyone says, wait a minute, this is a violation of the First Amendment. So it's the daughter of powerful House Demon Cat, Rep. James Clyburn, who was appointed to the FCC himself by President Obama and served as acting chair for part of last year. This is right out of Animal Farm. And so when Clyburn was appointed to the FCC right out of Animal Farm, he immediately said that no American must be left behind when it comes to meeting the needs of those in varied and vibrant communities of our nation, be they native-born, immigrant, disabled, non-English-speaking, low-income, or other. And so he steered in the tradition of Democrats. He decided to test his program of controlling the media in his home state of South Carolina. And the company he chose, strangely enough, probably she's the most qualified. I mean, there's no other reason he would have chosen his daughter. I mean, chose his daughter because no doubt she knew more than anybody in the world about the media. Well, it turns out she knows nothing about the media. It's social studies that she knows a lot about, including maternal health, HIV/AIDS, immigrant health, and substance abuse. It is also listed as a small disadvantaged business. That's his daughter, by the way. A designation which comes with various forms of assistance given to firms managed by so-called socially and economically disadvantaged individuals. In this case, a disadvantaged individual whose father happens to be the head of a most powerful committee in America, one of the most powerful committees in America. And so here we go. This is what's going on in America. Now you say this is terrible. It's got to be stopped. And I hope that it doesn't go forward. And I hope that this company will be taken off the job. And I hope that his daughter will be questioned about it. And I hope the FCC comes to its senses and doesn't let it happen. Well, you're right. We all hope that this exposure will lead to the elimination of this investigation and control of the media by this devious Marxist administration. We hope that. But now here's some bad news for you. The bad news is the Republicans are just as bad, but you don't know it. Not all Republicans, but the mainstream big Republicans are as corrupt as are the Democrats. Now, I've told you for 20 years on this show, beware the Democrats, beware the Republicrats. And I told you for years, there's fundamentally no difference between the parties. I'm the one who told you that. No one else told you that. Now they're all chiming in, good for them. Now, how do I prove that? Except for a few diehard Republicans who really care about the country, they're as rotten and corrupt as the Democrats up and down the line. I have something in my hands that I cannot disclose in its entirety to you, but it was a company that wanted to advertise on my show or any other talk radio show in a way that you will not believe. You're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you. They wanted to not only take ads on my show. I'm not going to disclose who this is, by the way. They did not only want to take ads on my show, but it says the hosts who take these ads will integrate into the content of what they're already discussing 4 short segments weekly, approximately 2 minutes each. It can go longer if the host desires. Prep will be provided to the host. At least 2 times over the course of the campaign, the host will interview individuals in this company. Now, I cannot tell you the name of this company, but let me put it to you this way. They're going after key talk radio hosts like Michael Savage, and I told him to go to hell today. If you hear individuals talking about these topics and steering you to a certain political action committee, which I will not disclose because it's confidential, you will find out that these hosts who enjoyed a steak dinner not too long ago, these, quote, great Americans, in other words, the great Americans who were seen having a great steak dinner with one of the most sleaziest politicians in American history, I'm not mentioning his name, but they had a steak dinner with him, and now pose as champions of the Tea Party movement, if they should run ads for this sleazeball, you'll understand that they're as bad as the Obama administration, if not worse, because they pretend they're not. And I stick by my words. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
Hey.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Giving Neil the day off. Pinch hitting for Neil is Ryan, trying to take your calls. And, see, we have 1,000 days left of this regime. 1,000 days left of this regime, which is out to gut the nation. Now, this man could break the nation and lead us into 100 years of darkness if he's not stopped. That's how I see it. It's one man's opinion. And there doesn't seem to be anyone willing to say what is really going on. You know, you get guys who go on there, oh, he's just like us, just a difference of opinion. It's not just a difference of opinion. The man hates America. The man has only one goal in mind. It's almost demonic, in my opinion. Day and night, it's a demonic desire, him and his minions, to uncouple the entire nation from its traditions and its foundations. But on the other side of the aisle, what do we have? Clink the drunk? Drug addicts and sellouts and people waiting for their go-pack ticks to arrive, feasting off the retirement funds of the contractors that they've steered contracts to, will pay them off so they go to their condominiums in on the west coast of Florida and sit there drunk on a balcony with another defense contractor. So, you know, the whole system is rotten. How does a nation survive this kind of rot? I don't have an answer for you. I don't know who to believe in. I have no idea who to believe in. It's so rotten, it's frightening. When I got this, I looked at it, I said, wait a minute. They're taking the IRS scandal, for example. You see what they're doing? They're taking your outrage over the IRS scandal, right? And they're trying to get you to have, they're trying to get me and others in radio to talk about the IRS scandal. That's fine, we should talk about it. But we have to do it a certain way, reading their script, and then steer you to a certain PAC, a political action committee. Now, I can't tell you who it is, but it's, let's put it to this way. Remember the steakhouse picture? The man who I detest, who makes me ill? Remember he was dining with the great Americans? Now, I can't say that people are guilty of dining on steak with this man, therefore they're just like him, a greedy louse who sucks the blood out of the body politic. I can't say that they're guilty of it, but I warn you, if the great Americans start talking about this downstream and start funneling you to this pack, you'll understand what I'm saying to you. And I warned you, and I have an obligation to show you that the corruption is endemic on both sides of the political aisle. And maybe I shouldn't have said it, but I just did it. I got so outraged by their attempt to buy me. And you know, now I'm starting to ask myself some questions. I'm asking, why doesn't Ted Cruz come on this show? Why does he go on the Great American shows? And the answer may be not so much because he fears questions I'll ask him. It's because I won't steer him any list names. I won't steer him any business. I don't know the answer. I don't trust that guy, by the way. I don't have any faith in him. I don't know about you. There's something sleazy about him. I know the Tea Party's in love with him and he's our only hope. Well, good for you. so you won't listen to my show. What do I care? I got here without you, and I'll stay here without you. My show is much broader in its base and its interests than any group. If you like me, good. Keep listening. And if you don't like what I say, then go listen to a Democrat or a great American. See if I care. I am sick and tired of being told that these other guys are clean as the driven snow and only the Democrats are corrupt. I'm sick of it. The system is rotten. It has cancer. The system has cancer. And I don't know what to do about it. I wish I did. I wish I had an answer for you. I know that in the past, when America's had such endemic corruption, reformers have come along only after the public had had enough and an honest man was elected, like LaGuardia, who was a Republican after 100 years of rule of the Tammany Hall corruption, exactly the same as de Blasio right now in New York. He is a spitting image of the era of the that horrendous dark era in New York politics, when it was ruled by this Tammany Hall gang for over 100 years, where jobs, contracts, patronage positions, all were given out through Tammany Hall, which was the party headquarters of the Democrats. And people had had enough of the stink. They elected LaGuardia. Where is our LaGuardia? Who is our LaGuardia? Who is going to save America from the stench, from the bench that's making me clench? You'd say the courts? The courts are going to save you? Who, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as clean as the driven snow? I had a phrase for that court a while ago. The stench from the bench is making me clench, circa 1995. It put me on the political talk map. It's the Savage Nation. It's open mic to mic. Any topic is fair game. 855-400-7282. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you the truth.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-7282. Savage. Hot Talk 560.
Mr. Mayor de Blasio's car is going through a stop sign at a Queens intersection today, and it wasn't the only traffic violation caught on tape by CBS2 cameras. Safety violations that came just 2 days after he announced a massive plan to prevent traffic deaths and slow drivers down.
We put a very bold plan before you, and we want the public to know we're holding ourselves to this standard.
This song is dedicated to Mayor Sandinista de Blasio, who we'll affectionately call Speedo, while telling you to slow your car down to 20 miles an hour. Him and his goon squad shoot through stop signs, do jaywalks. Hey, Tammany Hall, anyone? Now, let's knock the music off. Why would NBC throw Jay Leno off the air when his ratings were so high? The answer is this. Because the midterm elections are coming in November, and the communists, socialists, need a young communist, left-wing slime bag like Jimmy Fallon to push Democrat candidates on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Lorne Michaels is the individual that they brought here. He's a liberal French-Canadian who hates this nation. He will do whatever he can do to turn this into a mirror image of the country that he left behind. Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, Saturday Night Live, Will Ferrell, the others, constantly trying to doom America to 100 years of darkness. The fact of the matter is, Leno's ratings were high. He had the eyeballs and the advertising, yet NBC, owned by General Electric, again the same GE that gives, let's say, a podium to the worst street rat the Americas have ever seen, a street gangster of the lowest order. Why would anyone put him on television? An illiterate, fraudulent reverend. Who would give him a job except someone who's afraid of having them outside their headquarters screaming, hey, hey, ho, ho, you know, minorities this, minorities that. Give him a $2 million job so his goon squad doesn't chant outside GE asking why you haven't paid taxes in 5 years. Now, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, and this guy, Lorne Michaels, are funded mouthpieces for the George Soros quintet. You understand that? You understand how this works? All radicals. And even if you stop watching that stupid show that Michelle went on last night in a really despicable cross-dressing skit, which is really great for the children. That's your first lady, the classy first lady. She's really at the top of the heap. A laugh-a-thon with cross-dressing skit. Is that appropriate for children to look at? Well, it's the norm for Democrat slime. That's all. All right, let me take the calls. I don't really want to talk anymore. I want you to talk. It's open mic to mic. 855-407-282. We have sound I haven't even got to. I haven't gotten to sound. I haven't told you about the Ukraine. I haven't told you about my crane. I haven't told you about your train, his train, my train. I haven't talked about trains. Yeah, all aboard is right. Let's see where that story is, by the way. I think I've lost control of my own. Oh, the first lady. Nah. First speeding, now jaywalking. De Blasio breaks law as he preaches road safety. Well, what else is new in Animal Farm? Do as I say, not as I do? The honest man? He's the honest man that the morons in New York elected. The illegal immigrants put him in power. 72% of the vote. Well, how many of them were citizens? Do we have any idea? Well, no, because the Democrats said it's racist of you to demand a voter ID. Now you understand how these degenerates wind up with these jobs. How did they get there and how did they stay there? It's based on the illegal immigrant. Why do you think they lapped their boots? And speaking of illegal immigrants, I want to message out to the church fathers. This is a message out to the Catholic Church. Little message for you. As you know, I've been a great supporter. In your worst years, when you were being attacked, I was the only one in radio defending the Catholic Church. Yet they ripped me apart when I dared say the reason that they're in favor of illegal immigration is to make sure the pews get filled. They ripped me to shreds. They have no loyalty whatsoever as far as I'm concerned. But okay, that's the name of the world. Here's something you should know, you church fathers. You think that the Mexican illegals are going to fill your pews because they're all good Catholics. Many people are saying, you know, you conservatives, you're into religion. You should really love the illegals from Mexico because they're all Catholics. They're going to, you know, bring back family values. Now, it is true that Roman Catholicism is still by far the dominant religion in Mexico. But did you know that there's a cult, a death cult called Santa Muerte? It's the fastest growing religion in Mexico. It's called Santa Muerte. And what they do is, well, they worship the dead. They're a death-worshipping cult. And although you think it's only in Mexico, you're mistaken. The Santa Muerte cult, by the way, is very popular amongst Mexican immigrants in the United States. In fact, Santa Muerte has become so popular that Holy Death paraphernalia now outsell those of the Virgin of Guadalupe, Mexico's traditional Catholic patron saint. And although the Catholic Church condemns belief in Santa Muerte as a satanic cult, you have to understand that amongst the millions of illegal aliens in this country, there's a large number of worshippers of this death cult, the origins of which can be traced back to the Aztec Lord of the Underworld in another world in another time. So if you think that they're going to bring back family values, you better think twice. In Brooklyn, New York, for example, voodoo is very popular. Now, the reason that de Blasio was elected, I think, has to do with voodoo in some regard. Brooklyn voodoo, New York spirit, the Haitian religion, is now practiced in Brooklyn. And like a good liberal, a photographer went there to document the voodoo cult. They're very interested in anything except, you know, actual religions. The voodoo ceremonies conducted in Creole are timed to Catholic saint days and occur sporadically throughout the year. And during the meetings, participants call on various voodoo spirits, demigods created by a god named Banji, in order to worship them. Sometimes they think spirits enter the room. In either case, the voodoo worshippers in Brooklyn and elsewhere honor and sing to the spirits that they've called. I would not be surprised if Obama does not announce that voodoo will be an acceptable religion in the U.S. military chapels, along with some of the other introductions under his regime. After all, you can't have the old-fashioned Christianity and Judaism alone. They only built and saved the nation. No, you had to now introduce Islam into the military in order to be fair. Then you had to introduce atheism as a practice. Then you had to introduce those who believed in the death cult. So what's next? What's next if you have no north, south, east, or west? What if you have no compass? What if you're a pure, unadulterated Machiavellian politician without a compass, without values, without morals, and you have one thing in mind, and that's nothing but absolute power? That's all. Just wanted to say that. Now let's take some calls on the Savage Nation. No, if you want to look at the pictures of your practitioners of voodoo or of the Santa, the cult of the dead, go look to them. They're nice pictures. They're just like your grandmother going to church. In other words, Obama and his minions would say, what's wrong with them worshiping the dead? It's just like your grandmother. Or What's wrong with them worshiping chicken feathers and menstrual blood from a dead cow? Why, it's the same as any religion. Well, what's wrong with worshiping a skull inside a black box and rolling on the floor? Why, that's the same as Jimmy Carter's religion. You know, and what's wrong with wielding a machete during the ceremony? They do it in the streets anyway of their hometown. So why can't they do it in Brooklyn? What, are you racist or something like that? I mean, you really shouldn't take away a man's cultural proclivities. If they feel possessed by a certain spirit and want to shudder on the sidewalks of New York, you should create shuttering areas. You should mark off certain areas in Brooklyn, New York for practices of voodoo if who want to shudder in the streets in order to meet their devils, like the Petro spirit named Criminal. I mean, what if a practitioner of voodoo gets in the mood that he sees a spirit? You should have a certain designated area only for practitioners of voodoo who could lay down in the street with no traffic, no pedestrians are allowed to go near him, and he could have a sort of a religious convulsion in the street while he practices religion. After all, no, it's equal to your grandmother's Christianity. You know, they don't have to pay taxes either. And so there it is. So, you know, this is a great country today. The doors have been broken down. Après moi le déluge. You know, that's a great phrase. Après moi le déluge. After me the déluge. That was a great phrase. Not me, though. I'm not a politician. I'm nobody. I'm just a talk show host. I don't go to steak dinners with the GOPAC tick. I don't get invited to the ice cream man shindigs. I don't get invited here. I don't get invited to events. I drink tea with the dog, not with the party. But life is good. People are wonderful and business is great. What are you going to do? I get up every day looking forward to this show. It's all I live for right now. I know it sounds crazy, isn't it? It really keeps me going. They say, like, what keeps you going? The show keeps me going. Why? Because, look, this guy has 1,000 days left of his regime. That's an awfully long time. Look what Bush did in the last 90 days. And I was the only one who warned you. I warned you in September of the last year of the Bush regime. I said, hey, watch out what he's going to do in the next 90 days. He bankrupted the currency. He bankrupted the economy. I warned you he was a social. Didn't I not call Bush a fiscal socialist a year out? Of course I did. I saw it was coming. You know, one thing I can do is I can see things. Another thing I can still do is tell you things. Now, that's until Congressman Clyburn's daughter comes into the radio studio and gives me a script to tell you what she wants me to tell you. But that ain't going to ever happen to me because I will not do radio. The day I have a script, I quit. You'll never hear from me again. I'll just leave. You'll never hear from me again. They give me a script, I go. That's it. I will not do the radio again. I will disappear. You'll never hear from me. I'll never write anything again. I will disappear from the airwaves. I will not work in a fascist dictatorship. Maybe those who go to steak dinners with the GOPAC tick will come to their senses and say, well, you know, I really don't want to do it, but, you know, at least I can get my word in here and there. I mean, they let me say a few things, and it's worth it, you know, because I'm a great American. And the people need a great American out there to help them. This way to the egress. Tammy on KSFO. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Tammy, you're on Tammy, where are you? Yes, you're on the radio. Go ahead, please.
My question for you is, what would it take for us to get you to run on Trump's ticket in the presidential election?
Oh, what a loaded question. Well, first of all, Donald Trump did not announce that he's running. Secondly, I think he would consider me to be a toxic third rail if he ever announced that I was running with him. Thirdly, I've made you my promise over the years I will never run for political office. But lately, to be honest with you, I'm starting to think that the reason God has given me these extra years may be to go into politics. I'm not sure, Tammy. I'm not sure. I am just not sure. I do not want to be a congressman. They have absolutely no power. If you're young, I'd say go for Congress because over time, you can get onto a powerful committee, control the budget. Very, very good. I don't have that time. I don't have the luxury of time. It's almost impossible for me to run as a senator in California where I'd have to run because the corrupt machine under Feinstein and Boxer is so corrupt and so rotten, there's no chance for an honest man like me to even run against them. They would crush the campaign before it began. It's like living in Bolivia right now in the state of California. And only a senator has any power. But even the Senate, Tammy, let me explain to you. Remember that fat, loudmouth comedian, Al Franken? Remember they gave him the seat up in, I think it was Wisconsin? One of the states. I confused the states. I still have the... I think it's Wisconsin. I have the bias of an ex-New Yorker. It's like everything west of the Hudson River, there's nothing till California. I'm sorry. And Texas. And I still see, like, there's the East Coast, and then there's Texas, and then there's California. I know it's an insult, but obviously there's in Illinois. We know that through Obama. Other than that, I wouldn't have known it. But nevertheless, you look at him, Franken. They gave him the seat. They stole the election from the previous senator, who was a very good man, a moderate Republican, but a very good man, very honest. They stole the seat from him and gave it to the loudmouth lout, Franken. Have you heard from him once since he became senator? The answer is no. Remember what happened the month after that loudmouth Franken became senator. He actually started to give floor speeches, you know, on C-SPAN. They were brought on C-SPAN. He was pulled aside and told to shut his yap or he'd be thrown out of the Senate. That's what they told him behind the scenes as far as I'm concerned, because I know how it works. They said, hey, listen, hey, Johnny, come here. You just got started. You're a junior on the bus. Shut your mouth. Get in line. We'll steer money to you. You open that fat mouth of yours again, we'll starve you to death, and you'll be a one-termer. Just shut up, dummy up, and go back and be happy with what you have. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the old Savage Nation, 55 minutes after the hour. Remember that song from the early days when I was a local host? That was one of my favorites. What a disgrace. The first lady in a cross-dressing skit on television with a Canadian dirtbag. It's sickening. They have debased the entire nation with their presence. They've debased the entire nation. Look who they have in the White House every other day. It's sickening. And the media looks the other way because they are them. They heckle anyone who stands for something different. All right, nothing more on this. I'm not talking about it. I don't care. You got 1,000 days left of this regime. And if the man is not derailed, we'll have 100 years of darkness. You say, how can it happen? It's going to take an act of God to stop this man from his demonic intentions. I know these are strong words, but I don't think I'm alone in this suspicion. The evidence is too strong. It hits us in the face every day, from the gutting of the military to the gutting of family values, to the gutting of our borders, to the debasement of our language, to the spitting upon our culture. What do you have to see until you see reality? How are the American people this dumb, I ask myself? I don't know. I don't know how we got this stupid. I think it's a combination of the colleges and the drugs, the mass drugging of the society. Play Giddy Up Ding Dong by Freddie Bell. Maybe that's a song that will appeal to the... to NBC. Play Giddy Up Ding Dong by Freddie Bell, and then I'll take some calls at 855-407-282. You have Giddy Up Ding Dong? I don't know why that one jumped out of my song sheet. You know, you don't have to play that. How about The Little Old Lady from Pasadena by Jan and Dean?
The night I picked out a horse, oh my, what a sight. The name of the horse was a ding dong. While I was riding, I was singing a song. I said, giddy up, giddy up.
This song is dedicated to the regime.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Rebel with a cause, The Savage Nation. A rebel with a cause. It's not Sal Mineo, it's Michael Savage. That was a great song, remember Rebel Without a Cause? He was the original James Dean, the original Rebel Without a Cause. He was like the disaffected generation in the 50s, didn't, you know, fought with his weak father. The father was seen as a ninny, and the mother wore the pants in the house, and he was a rebel. It was the beginning of the end of America, that story. I mean, it was inevitable. The boys came home from World War II. They were the men who came home from World War II, who survived it, were shell-shocked, worn out, exhausted. They rebuilt America. And unfortunately, what followed them was, to a certain extent, what we have today. The real death to America occurred in the 60s, as you well know. The drug, sex, and rock and roll of the ethos of the day have given us what we have today. We are now the end of the arc of the 60s. It really started with the beatniks in the 50s. This whole counterculture thing of putting down the suburbs, putting down Mr. and Mrs. America, mocking Christianity, mocking the family, mocking God, mocking the establishment, in other words. But now that they're running things, they're worse than any establishment that preceded them. Have you noticed how corrupt they are? That's the whole thing to remember. But there's nothing new under the sun. We all know what communist regimes do once they have absolute power. Anyone who's lived through them know how corrupt they are. Out of one side of the mouth, they talk about salvation and saving you and for the little guy. On the other hand, they're living like the pigs that they always have been. So if you look at, for example, what Chavez's legacy has been in that South American nation that he destroyed, I mean, the country before him was a fairly prosperous nation. And he destroyed it, that pig. That pig destroyed that nation. And every other day, all he talked about was inequality and the poor. But he was one of the most power-thirsty pigs of our century. Now, the story comes out today, Hugo Chavez's daughters refused to leave Presidential Party Palace. The late dictator's children won't move out of the president's official residence, which is filled with antiques and priceless art. While it's hard times in Venezuela these days, the economy is in shambles, crime is spiraling, the opposition has taken to the streets, protests, President Maduro, the follower in the footsteps of that corrupt SOB, cannot even deal with the crisis from the comforts of the presidential palace because it's being squatted in by the two daughters of Hugo Chavez, the socialist pig, who have turned it into a social club for friends of the family. And basically they've degenerated the palace that the father basically lived in. I hate using the word basically, that the father lived in. So the Chavez family of socialist pigs won't leave the presidential palace because, as you well know, socialists say one thing and do another. Now, in this country, we have a new Obama initiative to trample the First Amendment. And none other than one of the downtrodden minorities of the Congressional Black Caucus is the brains behind it, if you want to call them brains, trampling the Constitution. And who do they hire to conduct the investigation that might lead to such a, let us say, constriction of our First Amendment? None other than the daughter of Representative Clyburn. So who do you turn to? Is it any different here than it was in Venezuela? It isn't. It's just so far in a minor key. We had a greater nation than Venezuela had before Chavez took over. But it's the same exact downslide as what Chavez did to Venezuela. It's identical on a minor key what Obama's doing to this country. The playout is going to be a little different. And only God can save us. 1,000 days are left of this regime. And if the man is not stopped through an act of God, through slipping up by an overreach, that's the only thing I can think of is the power of drunkenness is so great inside the Obama corridors of power that they're liable to slip up to such an extent that even their base leaves them, as already is happening. The fact that we're number 40-something in press freedom has got the intellectuals of the left, if you want to call them that, talking about the fact that our press freedoms have fallen so far, and they are starting to actually be able to say it's Obama who did it, but they won't go so far as to say, wait a minute, but I put him in power. They want to say, wait a minute, but we put him in power. You did it to yourself. You created this Frankenstein. You created the NSA spying. You created the attacks on the journalists. And it's just beginning, my friends. You did it to yourselves. So don't blame us on the right. Okay, let me take some calls. I mean, you know, the Ukraine is a big story. Apparently, everything I said yesterday turned out to be exactly true. There's one area where I excel in, and that is in the international affairs. I've never been wrong. Never. I get certain things wrong on a minor key, but rarely do I get international affairs wrong. Ever. I've never been wrong. Ever. Going back to Bush 1. Bush 1, as I said, when Bush 2 was in power, I said at least Bush 1 had advisors who had the sense to not take out the Republican Guard. They left the Republican Guard in Iraq, along with a weakened Saddam, to act as a counterpoint to Iran. But Bush, too, I said, was a dummy. His advisors were horrendous, moronic, think tank neocons who took out not only the entire Republican Guard, but killed Saddam and killed his sons. And I said, what's going to happen? This was in the time it was going on. I said, what's likely to happen is we're going to have a greater Persia. Bingo, who was right, me or you? I was right. So now if you want to ask me about what's going on in the Ukraine, I will tell you that what happened in Georgia is probably a good example about what's going to happen in the Ukraine. That's pretty much what I think is coming. There's no way in hell, pardon me, that Putin is going to let go of a warm seaport. It's not happening. He's not letting go of a major naval port, number one. And he's not going to give in to a bunch of protesters who were put in power with the European Union and the United States backing them because they want the same thing to happen there that happened in Egypt, in Libya, and in Syria. They're destabilizing the entire world. That's my opinion. I don't think he's going to let it happen. And he's got all the power there. Putin has all the power there, not Obama. That's what I think. WJR in Detroit, Vladimir, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael, this is the rebel without a schnoz.
You lost your schnoz, huh?
Yeah, back in the war, but listen to this.
You lost your schnoz in the war? That's awful.
Yeah, well, better than a big one over there, you know.
So, Vladimir, what do you think about this Ukraine situation?
Well, I want to know, Michael, when Vicky Nuland and our ambassador to the Ukraine, that's a way to say it, we're planning this coup. Didn't Vicky say we should F the European Union?
We should what to the European Union?
To Ukraine for, so we can give them Ukraine, and that way we give them the F-bomb?
What do you mean by the F-bomb?
Well, they made some kind of recording, somebody of Vicky Nuland and our ambassador to Ukraine, and she said some bad things about Europe. Right?
Well, they've always wanted to turn the Ukraine over to the EU because it weakens Russia. It's a way of weakening Russia. It's the old Cold War. It's a Cold War play going on here, Vladimir, between the United States and Russia all over again, and the Ukraine is in the crosshairs.
So if Hillary Clinton doesn't become president, what is they going to put her in Ukraine?
Who, the schnoz or Hillary?
Not my schnoz. My schnoz is gone.
at least we can schmooze each other. But if Hillary Clinton becomes president, it's anyone's guess as to what she does with regard to Russia. But, you know, it's not a matter of what America does with regard to Russia. It's a matter of what Russia does with regard to the United States right now. Because the military has been so weakened and so deballed on so many levels. Look, Obama said way back when, and he was caught on an open mic, with the president of Russia, he said, when I become president, I will basically take down our nuclear arsenal. Remember he was caught on an open mic saying that? Well, not only has he decimated our nuclear arsenal, he has decapitated the entire command structure of the nuclear arsenal, Vladimir. So if you were Putin, what would you think?
You know what I'd think? I think, you know, they talk about U.S. hegemony. They want U.S. dedemony.
That's right. They have the dedemony, D-E-B-T, now they want deathemony. That's it, my friend. Okay, back to the nunschnoz callers. Let's go to WABC. We haven't heard from New York today. WABC New York, where the show is just booming along. Monica, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hello, Dr. Savage. Since I feel hope, with the capital H, only when you speak.
Yeah, but I have no power or authority. Why do I give you hope?
True Judean Christian, Judeo-Christian belief. A connection. You are predestined to follow God and be more successful than ever.
Well, I don't know. I'm a fallen creature like all men, Monica. I have no special dispensation to lead anybody. I mean, you know, I don't want to play the Moses act, but truthfully, they could pick somebody better than me to do it. I'm not going to lead anyone through the Red Sea. I need someone else to lead me through the Red Sea. I'm not born to be a leader. I'm born to be a speaker and a seer. That's my job. I am like Lynkeus, the pilot seer of the Argonauts. I'm on a high mast, and I see what's ahead, but I need others to lead the charge, not me, Monica. I'm not going to run for office. But if I give you hope when you listen to the show, because I connect you up with your thinking. You know, I get a lot of people who say to me, no matter how bad things are, Michael, when we hear your voice and we hear you describing even how bad it is, we feel better. And I don't quite understand the psychology of that. Other than to say this, many of you walk around saying it's hopeless because you see the same things I do, but nobody articulates it in the way that I do. Others articulate it in their own way. Let's be clear. But I articulate it in a way that seems to grip you emotionally rather than intellectually. And when I reach you in that manner, you say, you know what? The world can't be that bad if we all feel the same thing. Something good is going to come along to save us from this disastrous 1,000 days of Obama that are left. I mean, that's what you're saying. You're all praying every day that somebody comes along to stop the man in his demonic attempts to undermine the country. I mean, that's what you're saying. Why mince words anymore? The man is undermining virtually every aspect of America. He said he would do it, and he's doing it. Remember, he said he's a transformational president. He is as corrupt as the worst of them. Not personally pocketing the money, but aggrandizing more power than any president in American history. If that's not corruption, tell me what is. If you're going after the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and other amendments to the Constitution, is that not corruption on a grand scale? It's grand theft auto, for God's sakes. So many of us know this, and it's Friday. There's only so much anyone could take of this. I get it. And you want entertainment. You want lightness, you know. You want the lightness of being. I get it. You want me to lead you to a state of lightness. But when I wake up and almost puke seeing the First Lady on a comedian show with her arms around two men cross-dressing for fun, I ask myself, how much lower can this couple go? They have debased the White House. They've debased the presidency. At least that's the way I see it. Now, the drug addicts who watch these night shows probably love it. The illegal immigrants love it. Those who practice Santeria, who worship like period blood and menstrual feathers. I mean, what do you want from me? I mean, what do you want from people like that, that worship the devil? This is a natural constituency of the Democrats today. Are the devil worshippers. Okay. At least it's one man's opinion. One man's opinion. I got a neck ache on me. It's killing me. Something happened on the bench press today. The bar slipped. I bought a cheap set for the studio, you know, to keep in shape. I initiated bringing dumbbells into the radio station 20. Ask anyone. They didn't know. When I was first at KSMO, I had light dumbbells. They thought I was crazy. But it keeps the blood circulating, blah, blah, blah. So dumbbells are very good in a radio studio. So recently, in my home studio, I put in a bench press set, a cheap one, a $99 job from Big Five. It was like a baby set with very light weights, but I needed something in between, you know, the show to do some light bench pressing. Every time I would go and lay down on that bench, the dog, Teddy, he must have a sixth sense, he would come over and he'd get nervous and stare at me. And Teddy, cut it out. Don't be a wimp. He would sit underneath me expecting the worst to happen. Well, today he's with the dog groomer. And I swear to God, during the last break, the bar slipped out from underneath the board that the bench is on. And it was lucky I'd put the weights up at that point, but I heard a crash like St. Nick coming down the chimney. So I said, look at this, how the dog sensed one day I'd break my neck on it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
Hot Talk 560, KSOO.
Can't we have another Rolling Stones concert at Altamont with pool cues and Hell's Angels? What happened to the America I love? The good old days of America. New Obama initiative tramples First Amendment protections. Your First Amendment says Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. But under the communist Obama administration, the Federal Communications Commission is planning to send government contractors into the nation's newsrooms and radio studios to determine whether journalists and broadcasters are producing articles, TV reports, internet content, and commentary that meets the public's, quote, critical information needs. Those needs will be defined by the criminals in the Obama administration. Now, this study was put forward by none other than the oppressed minority commissioner, Mr. Clyburn. As you well know, when minorities achieve power, they're better than everyone else because they've been there and done that. And they know what it's like to be oppressed. And as you well know, they look out for the little guy, meaning themselves. They see themselves as the littlest of the little guy, and they only look out for themselves. But nevertheless, this is becoming, in addition to the corruption inherent, it's becoming increasingly obvious to anyone who studies this that this is now not bordering on, but it is outright fascism. Let me remind you what fascism means. Fascism refers to the fascia, the sticks, that were used by the Romans to keep the police in line, the citizens in line, the fascia, the sticks. Obama is a fascist by definition. He's using the sticks of law to beat us into submission and steal all of our freedoms. Is that clear enough for you?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
All right, 20 seconds. So we can play, I think. But there should be laws about that. You got to cut it off at 20 seconds, like the old days of police surveillance. Remember the Sopranos? They could only listen for a certain number of seconds, then they had to turn off the tape. Well, under Obama, the rules have changed. Now they can listen around the clock in the name of national security, don't you know, to protect you from yourself. There's actually a solution to this security problem, which is to create two separate airlines, one for people of a certain orientation, a certain religion, a certain ethos. They fly without any security whatsoever. They don't have to go through the TSA. In other words, they hate America, right? They hate Christianity. They hate our way of life. You create a special airline, special flights just for them, and there is no TSA and no security. They go right on the airplane. And now let's see how many of our congressmen would fly with them. Then we'll find out what's what. That's all. Now I'm looking at the pictures of the Altamont concert from 1969, the Mick Jagger concert, his last tour of America when the Hells Angels went wild with their pool cues. I'm just thinking about that time in American history and how it can never happen again. Can never happen again. It's like the whole country's a different country. Gone. I don't know why I'm thinking about Altamont, because every time I fly out of San Francisco, we go over the windmills, and they're in Altamont. I'm from New York, so I say Altamont. Altamont. Alter Robert Hall this season will show you the reason low overhead. How could this guy, Mick Jagger, still get up there and perform? It's almost an act of God. He belongs in like a senior citizen home in Boca doing an act. I don't know how he does it. Don't they ever retire? Where do they get this energy from to get up there? And they're skinny. They never put on a pound. Wonder what their diet is. I mean, you say drugs are no good for you. I'm starting to rethink it. No, think about that. They say, oh, drugs, terrible. Drugs, sex, and rock and roll are really bad for you. Really? Tell that to Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones. They took vitamins. They've lived on my diet. Look at the shape these guys are in. And they're still performing with this almost demonic energy. I'm sure Michelle would have them in the White House if she could. Why not? I mean, why not have a concert there? Anyway, I'm just musing. I'm amusing myself by amusing you. I hope I'm amusing you, because it's enough already with the breaking my neck over this. You crane, my crane, his crane, your crane, my train. How much can a man take? And yet you go to the worthless websites like CNN. A figure skating controversy? Yep. I feel robbed, U.S. skater says. That's the best CNN can do. McCain, Hillary would win. You hear that moron? Dummy. McCain should go sell yaks in Tibet. He's not even fit to run a Buick dealership. I take it back. During the campaign, I said all he's fit for is him and Cindy to go over there and open a beer distributorship. But I don't think they drink beer. I don't know what. He should go sell yaks to the Tibetans. You have a soundbite of McCain saying Hillary will win?
Right.
You
now,
do?
If the election were tomorrow, Hillary Clinton would most likely be the United States. I wish she wouldn't be my candidate. But when you look at the growth of women in the Senate, they're not.
Ah, shut up, you old fool! You ballless old man! You're a disgrace to the human being. You know, when you hear him when he speaks, he's sucking in a lot of saliva. It's like Pelosi; they have sucking candies at a certain age. when she speaks, always on a candy, always sucking on candy, making moisture. Well, what's with the sucking and the saliva? It's like an old geezer. There is a time to step off the stage, John. Step off the stage. You're an embarrassment with the saliva and the idiotic statements. Hey, look, when the day comes that I start drooling when I'm talking, I'll quit. The day you start to hear the saliva, you start sending in the emails, I'm off the air. That's all. The day you start hearing that saliva or sucking candy, then you know what the next stop is. It's the grave. I mean, it's ridiculous. All right, let's go. No, who else with the sucking candy?
To go back to our founders once again, they sacrificed it all for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This bill, the Affordable Care Act, is about a healthier life, the liberty to pursue your happiness. That's solid policy, and that is the mandate is central to that.
Oh, thank God for Nancy Pelosi. That was the chuckle of the week. I mean, where would we be without that woman? She makes it up as she goes along. I don't understand how she gets away with it. You know what it is? She's gotten away with it her whole life of just saying whatever comes to her mind, and it's stupid. She basically, George Washington and Benjamin Franklin created America for Obama's socialized medicine so we can give illegal aliens the best health care in the world, and the youth can pay for it. And then the first lady, so-called, can go on a comedian show and say, young people who don't sign up for the Affordable Care Act are knuckleheads. Yeah, right. They're real knuckleheads because, let's see, they hardly use the healthcare system, but they should pay for those who abuse the healthcare system. Unreal to me. That's unfortunately too real. Don't bring up this Hillary thing. Who's going to run against her? The only one who could beat her is Trump, in my opinion. I had him on yesterday. I had Donald on yesterday. I personally would vote for Donald Trump. I like Donald Trump. We agree on almost everything. I mean, we had one disagreement, but he was straight up. I put questions to him on amnesty against it. He supported the Tea Party. He said they're good people. They shouldn't be run down. The guy hit every note correctly, and we didn't send him the questions in advance. I don't have steak dinners with the GOPAC tick. That's all. WBAP in the great state of Texas. Patrick, you are on the Savage Nation.
Oh, man. It's an honor. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man. I've been a fan of Hannity for a while. I've listened to his show here in Dallas. You know, listened to him a little bit. Man, you took me from Hannity, man. I want to let you know too, man. My wife doesn't like any political radio at all, but she listens to you. You can get a laugh and a smile out of her. And
all right, then we're gonna make your wife one of the honorary Savagettes. Of the millions of listeners I have, there are allegedly 19 Savagettes out in the audience. She becomes number 20. And so to commemorate her becoming the 20th woman listener of the Savage Nation program, stay on the line. We're sending you a free copy of my semi-autobiography, Train Tracks. Thank you for listening to me on he's still there on BAP. Patrick, thank you. 855-400-7282. Let's see what else is in it. Ted Nugent apologized for Obama mongrel comment. That is unbelievable. I knew that was coming. The bow and arrow was the giveaway. The lust to kill animals, the giveaway. I knew that eventually something would go wrong there. You know, some people go over the top. They thought I would years ago. I never did. Never. 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 I've said things I regret, but I've never gone to that level. I mean, the things he said were ridiculous. Public sector slashes part-timers' hours ahead of Obamacare mandates. Oh, leave me alone with Obamacare. How boring can a topic get? My God. Every time I hear it, I turn the radio off. Right off. K.O.B. Jim, you're up on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Good, what's up?
Listen, I wanted to make a comment about you going off the air if they're going to hand you a script. Don't do it until they hand you a jail sentence, brother. Stay on there.
No, if I ever get one of Congressman Clyburn's fascists coming into my radio station and telling me what I can and cannot say, I said I would leave radio rather than read the script. Look, I'm clever enough to get around it. I could turn their words on their head. I can make a mockery of their own words. I could read it with sarcasm. I can make a mockery of it. But I wouldn't want to do the show if I can't do what I want to do, which is say what I want to say when I want to say it.
Yeah,
But we're not there yet. I think that these fascists are going to be stopped. I think that Clyburn's overreach will finally put an end to this basic control of the First Amendment. Electricity price index soars to new record. At start of 2014, U.S. electricity production declining. Oh, well, what can I do about that? Nothing. See, there's certain things you can't talk about. They're not even topics. New York City, more black babies killed by abortion than born. How's that for freedom of choice? How about choice? Choice. More black babies killed by abortion than are being born. How's that for choice? How's that for choice? Oh, this way to the egress, how people can be misled. The collusion between the government and the death factories is overwhelming. Now, you want to talk about the reality in Kiev. Some call it Kiev. I don't like Kiev. I think the natives call it Kiev. I like Kiev. I grew up with Kiev. I think my grandfather was from a town in the Ukraine, so far as I know. Minsk. I have no idea what Minsk is. I know it's in the Ukraine. Some godforsaken suburb worse than Fairfax, California, probably. I think Minsk must have been worse than Fairfax or like the valley of Western Marin. Couldn't have been. Kiev must have been worse than that. Like pogrom. Every time you go through the valley, Western Marin County, you think you're going to see like a pogrom any minute. People come on horses with like spears and like mustaches. I don't know. Maybe there must be an ancestral reason I moved to the Kiev of America, which was Fairfax, California. I suffered there for 13 years. I don't know if this is going to hold the thing in Kiev. Does this mean, here's the one question that most people are asking about the upset in the Ukraine. There's only one question in the mind of the average American male. They hear Ukraine to show you how smart they are. The average American voter knows nothing about anything. Says, oh, Ukraine. Well, does this mean we're going to get more of them Ukrainian broads coming over here or not? That's all. That's all that's on their mind. More of them going to come in? Say, hey, I want them immigrants. Bring them in. I need a housekeeper that looks like one of them. That's what they want. But let me give you a cautionary tale about that, is that when they're 19, they're stunning. By the time they're 36, they look like Stalin's housekeeper. Watch out. It's a genetic thing. It's like a trick. 19, your heart stops. 36, Stalin's housekeeper shows up on the doorstep with a babushka and a mortadella. So, John McCain flies to Kiev, goes to Maiden Square, and makes believe he's in Sproul Plaza in Berkeley, and tells them to rise up. What is wrong with this man? How does he stay in power? Well, now you know why he's been in favor of illegal aliens, McCain. How do you think he got reelected? You can't prove these things, but because there's no voter ID. So what would you assume? How do you think the entire state of California has become corrupted? When the people hate the politicians of this state, they're sick to them. Even the Democrats can't take them anymore. Okay, we got best of segments from the week, and I'm almost out of time. I don't know how this happened. I don't know how I got here. I don't know how this show flew by. Where did it go? Oh, here's the best soundbite. This loser, psychotic, in my opinion, Mark Podock of the Southern Poverty Law Center says that more than half of whites are anti-black racists. I swear to God. Now, what does that make him, since he's white? You mean he's the good one? He's not a racist? Where is this? Where's the soundbite? It's either 12 or 13. Phil, give me the one with...
I think the best data shows that, in fact, anti-black racism has risen over the last 4 or 5 years. There's polling that shows that both implicit and explicit anti-black attitudes...
POS.
Among American whites have gone up quite significantly between 2008 and 2012, to the point where now more than half of white Americans have these anti-black attitudes.
But not you, Mark. You're the good white. You're the good white, Mark, because you're with the Southern Poverty Law Center, which, amongst other things, stole a ranch from a Texan who tried to defend himself from the illegal alien hordes who took over his ranch. You're a really sterile, you're a great character, Mark. Only in a degenerate, debased America could a man of your low quality get to such a high place. Unbelievable to me that these racist communists continue the same lie over and over and over again. That those of us who know that Obama is what he is, despise his policies, not because of his race, Mark, but because of his policies. Mark, do you get that? We know what his policies are, and we would oppose them if they were the policies of a white devil or of Barack Obama, Mark. It has nothing to do with his race. Get that through your thick head. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Look, the bottom line about the Ukraine is that while there's a temporary truce right now, in my opinion, this is a civil war. We have no business there whatsoever. It's not going to be over that soon. There's a huge divide between the Western Ukrainians that are aligned in their own minds with the progressives of Europe and the Eastern portion of the Ukraine who have strong ethnic cultural bonds with Mother Russia. And if you go a step further, had we allowed the neocons, had we allowed John McCain, had we allowed George Bush to have us intervene any farther than we already did with our verbiage in the situation that had occurred in Georgia in 2008, in the South Ossetian War of 2008, can you imagine what would have happened? Can you imagine what would have happened if the neocons and McCain had gotten their way, and if Georgia had been brought into the EU, or into NATO, rather? Can you imagine what would have happened if at the same time they had brought Georgia and the Ukraine into NATO, where we'd be today? We'd be at war with Russia. Why? Because the Ukraine is far more critical to Moscow than it is to the United States of America. We have no business interfering, frankly, in the internal affairs of another nation, number one, and number two, of another nation that is really in the sphere of influence of Russia. It's that simple. So what can I say about it? I think this is not over. I believe this is going to get worse, and I don't want to see American troops sent over there unless John McCain puts on his naval flight uniform and leads the parade along with the other neocons who are thirsting for war, along with their contractor friends in the Beltway. Never forget what Eisenhower warned us. He warned us about the military-industrial complex. He was absolutely right. And a wiser man than I, in 1998, gave a speech entitled "Beware the Government Media Complex." And he gave that speech at the Commonwealth Club in 1998, and his name was Michael Savage. Beware the Government Media Complex. One of the most important speeches given in a very long time, never ever heard from since, because I am the non-citizen of the media. I do not exist. Give me 15 minutes, and I'll give you America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Knuckleheads are running America, going on comedian shows. Anyway, there's good news. You want the good news? Here it is. It just came out a minute ago. Minutes ago. FCC backs off newsroom survey plan. So you don't assume that you have no power, I have no influence. All right? Don't be so sure of that. The corrupt FCC announced late today that it was putting on hold a study of American newsrooms and radio stations after complaints from some Republican lawmakers and some media groups and some talk show hosts that the project was too intrusive. It wasn't intrusive, it was fascism. And they'll try it wherever they can. This is a demonic administration that will do anything it can to destroy our freedom of speech, freedom of the press. Don't make a mistake to think that this was an accident, that they, oh, we went over the line, whoops. They got caught! And enough of us shouted down, enough is enough. There would have been riots in the street over this. Now they should arrest this group to try to do it. In a sane nation, there'd be a trial against Clyburn for pulling this stunt and using his daughter, no less, with a contract to pull it off. It's like Venezuela, for God's sakes. Thank God we had one decent commissioner, Ajit Pai. Thank God we have one commissioner, Ajit Pai, probably of Indian descent, by the way. God bless him, who was one of the staunchest critics of this proposal. That government-backed goons would be sent into newsrooms. Good for him. Ajit Pai should get a Nobel Prize for stopping this fascism. And why did it not happen? He said it would not have been possible without the American people making their voices heard. And Ajit Pai said, I will remain vigilant that any future initiatives not infringe on our constitutional freedoms. This guy is great. This is a great man. This is a real founding father, Ajit Pai. I'm sick and tired of hearing about George Washington and the wooden teeth. Tell us about the founding fathers of today, of the America that's left. He's like one of them. That's right. And we had an influence here. The contract to break into the newsrooms and radio stations was hand-given to the Maryland-based firm Social Solutions International. Okay? They have never done any media work whatsoever. They've only worked on soft public health projects where they could get some heavy-duty contracts from their connections in Congress. But they were stopped. They were stopped today. Obama's desire to totally control the radio business, TV business, news business, not bad enough that he controls 99% of their opinions now? NBC, ABC, CBS, I mean, for God's sakes, they're outlets of the Obama administration. CNN, Fox, 50% gone. So when you talk about a newsroom survey, it wasn't about the newsroom. It was about radio shows like mine. And we stopped them. We had a victory. We had a victory. Wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for Ajit Pai and the report by Byron York that caused this firestorm. The FCC chief says, we're not going to police U.S. newsrooms. Gee, that's awfully nice of him. That's awfully nice of him, not going to police U.S. newsrooms. That's just real nice of you. That's a headline. That's a headline. That's all. 855-407-282. This is hour number three of the Savage Nation. And let's go to some of the callers. WBAP in the great city of Melissa. The city of Melissa. Melissa, where are you listening to me on WBAP? Which city in Texas?
McKinney.
And that's near which major city?
Dallas, about 30 okay. minutes north.
Right. Well, thank God I'm heard in Dallas on this great station. I mean, it's a powerhouse. So what'd you call about, Melissa?
I just called to let you know that I love your show. I heard you say that not very many women listen to your show. I love it. I have five children.
Well, you're the number, you're 21 female listener. I had 19 before I moved to this slot. I got 20 last hour, number 20. You're now the 21st woman in America who listens to the show. The rest are all old, miserable white men.
Well,
no, according to those who hate America, they say that the only people who listen to talk radio are disgruntled, dying-off white men. And we'll soon be gone. We'll all soon be gone, and the new America will be created, run by women, minorities, illegal aliens, gays, people from Mars, anyone else but the evil white male who built the country. All right, Melissa, I'm sending you a copy of my semi-autobiographical book. It's in paperback called Train Tracks. It has all the pictures of my childhood, babyhood, grandfather, lifting weights, my silent brother, the rifle team. I love that picture of me on the Jamaica High School Championship rifle team. We had rifles in New York City in the basement of a high school, would you believe it? And in between geometry, history, looking at the girls' braids in the desk in front of us and going crazy, we'd go downstairs to the rifle team. And they issued us out of cabinets Mossberg 22 rifle, target rifles. Like, I remember to this day the sound of the gun and the smell of the gunpowder. And somehow I'd come up and everything felt better. It was wonderful. It was like, I can't explain it, but the gunpowder smell, the aggression that was let out in a healthful way on a rifle team. We had a rifle range in New York City in the 19... Good God, it's a long time ago. I'm not afraid to tell you. How long ago was this? I don't even know. I entered high school in 1959, I think. Now I'm losing control. Earlier than that, I entered Queens College in 1959. I graduated Queens College of the City of New York in 1963. I was in high school in the late 50s. So I'm one of the despicable evil men who stand for America. But we had a rifle team down in the basement. I'm looking at the picture now on train tracks. I can remember it to this day. There I am, third from the right, black jacket. I still wear a black jacket. Look at the head of hair I had. My God. I'm still doing okay. And here's what I wrote. Jamaica High School Championship Rifle Team before kids went crazy on medications. Today, if they issued guns to kids in the basement of an average American high school, they'd run through the hall shooting everybody because of the psychiatric profession and the lack of parental control and no churches. Portrait of the artist as a young father. There I am looking like Charles Manson with the headband and the beard with my then young child in the Fiji Islands. People love that picture of me. That's a famous picture. When I go through airports, this was way before airport security. When I had the beard, the big black beard and the headband, I was a dead ringer for Charles Manson. They used to get scared when we went on the airplane. I'll never forget, we went to Europe, they thought like we were the Biden Monhoff gang. I mean, they investigated my daughter's diaper when we got to Israel. They thought we were terrorists simply because I had long hair and a babushka on my head. And then the other pictures, serious stuff, collecting plants in the permanent collection of Kew Gardens, the things that Wallbanger couldn't even understand, which is why he mocks it. You can never understand it, so you mock what you don't understand. You know, when you're at that level. Anyway, it's a good book. What do you want to talk about on the Savage Nation Hour number 3? We got good news. I'm celebrating. I feel liberated. I feel elated and liberated. This is a huge victory. We stopped this demonic administration from taking away our First Amendment. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? You know what a big victory this is, that we backed off these rats, these communists, these evil vermin? They're evil vermin. If we lived in a sane society, they would have been arrested by now for what they try to do, the power grab. A foreign government wouldn't dare do what they try to do under that Clyburn. A foreign government wouldn't have tried to take over the newsrooms with content or radio stations. A foreign invader wouldn't have tried this. And I warned you about it, the enemy within. I warned you about it in book after book after book after book. But there's only so much any of us can do. But look what happens when collectively we raise our voices in opposition to this evil, evil, evil administration. Because there's no other word for what Obama just tried to pull off through his good friends in the Congressional Black Caucus, namely Mr. Clyburn, who everyone's afraid to say a word about for fear of being called a racist. The minute you criticize any African-American, suddenly you're a racist. He ought to be criticized for pulling this stunt, and him and his daughter should be investigated by the FBI. That's my opinion. Call me what you want. Just get the name right and the station right. Just get the name of the station you heard those words on correctly. I am thrilled that the FCC just backed off the newsroom radio survey plan, but I'm not thrilled that Clyburn hasn't been censured for this in Congress. He should be run through the hall of shame for what he just tried to pull off. And they want to look at some of the contracts that were steered to his daughter's firm over the last few years. Now they ought to look into those contracts because it's coming out who they are. You ready? Let's look into it together. Yeah, let me go to the contracts here. She has no history whatsoever in the media. None. None. I can't put my hands on it. I got too much paperwork to deal with right now. New Obama initiative, schmishinative, monitor newsrooms, White House to sniff out newsrooms. This week we talked about a huge corruption scandal in San Francisco where nearly 700 pieces of fine art have gone missing under the watchful eye of the dirtbags in the San Francisco Art Commission and the sterling characters who pose as wealthy patrons of the arts in the DeYoung Museum, all pretending that they're all wealthy. Wealthy and above the law, clean as the driven snow. I wonder how many paintings are hanging in their toilets from the museums. Something the Soviet Politburo would have done. That's what passes for art here in San Francisco and high class. Well, here it is, I think, on the daughter. I can't put my hand on it, but the company that was going to snoop in the newsrooms had no experience in the media. They got slush funds for things like immigrants' health, AIDS, and stuff like that. But the corruption is rampant, as I said from the beginning of the show. Here, California sheriff, who says $276,000 pension is not enough, is suing the city of Ventura County, rather. Sheriff Robert Brooks retired in 2011 with a salary of $227,000. Today, he collects $50,000 a year, more than that, with guaranteed COLA increases. But that wasn't enough for this pig. Now this pig sheriff is suing for $75,000 more on his pension, claiming that it's allowed under the law. And we in California are screaming for pension reform. Screaming for pension reform. And yet the unions support pigs like him, who are bankrupting cities and counties throughout the state of California. Bankrupting one after the other. Did you hear what happened in other cities? 84% of the roughly two dozen Ventura County retirees have pensions in excess of $100,000, made more money in retirement than working. Chief County Executive Marty Robinson left in 2011, making $228,000 in pension. His annual pension totaled $272,000. The chief executive of Solano County retired with a $371,000 pension. A police chief in Stockton left with a $204,000 annual pension after just 8 months on the job. An Orange County lawyer retired with a pension of $226,000, $14,000 more than his final salary. He got a check in addition for $352,000 for nearly 2,500 hours of unused sick and vacation time. In the state of California, the broken state of California, 20,000 corrupt employees have pensions in excess of $100,000. The people are screaming for pension reform, but the unions are fighting every step of the way. Okay, 855-407-282. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
We have Hot Tub 560 KSFO.
Now you understand. Oh, let me hear this refrain from Rock and Roll Friday on the Savage Nation. It's 25 minutes after the hour. I mean, we had a huge victory. Don't think the voice of the people has been extinguished under Obama. You just saw that you still have the power that we've always had. We are the majority. We run the country. And these illegitimate are not going to steal our freedoms. They just try to put police into our newsrooms. Goons, under the guise of more women and more minorities, they were going to insert goons in the newsrooms and the radio shows. And they used a stealth company from Maryland called Social Solutions that had never, ever worked in the media. They specialized, don't you know, in maternal health, immigrant health, substance abuse. And don't you also know that the company that was going to get this job was a small disadvantaged business that was going to look into the economically disadvantaged individuals? And they were going to see if they could promote more women and minority participation in the media because they're underserved by the media. Well, guess what? The outcry was so great that these vampires flew back into their horrendous caves. That's not enough for me. I want them arrested. They tried to do what no foreign power ever could have done in this country. I want them investigated for self-serving, self-dealing. I want to find out about the contracts that have been steered to this company in Maryland going back to 2005. I want to know where the money went. That's what I want to know. They overreached. Put them in jail. Put them in jail. And find out if any money was kicked back up into Congress. Put him in jail. This country's corruption can start to be ended. This could be ended. You can bring down corruption with one case. One case can unravel a degenerate administration. One case can do it. Tom on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, doctor, can you hear me?
Yes, fire away. 58 seconds.
So I got a good joke for Obama in your animal kingdom. Conservatus erraticus.
So if I revised the political zoo, you would name him Conservatus erraticus. I would name him Marxist bankruptus.
That's a good one as well.
But I don't have any plans to revise the political zoo. Marxist bankruptus is funny. Yours is funny. But it's no laughing matter what this man is trying to do to this country. Everywhere you turn, there is corruption. And I keep repeating to you, this is fascism of another kind, but it's fascism nevertheless. When you use the law in order to beat people into submission and to take away their freedoms, is that not fascism? the Romans used much more crude methods than NSA spying and minority firms that want to take over the media and tell me what to say and what not to say. But if you use the law and policies to beat people into submission, you're a fascist by any definition.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Oh, well, we didn't chop your head off. Now go chop their hands off. Now, how do you chop their hands off, those who try to pull this off? This scam artist who's running this company should be investigated now. Now you go a step further. You go 10 steps further. You don't just say, well, thank you for not going into the newsroom. There's a company that was hired to do this by the superb congressman behind this. It has a name. It's a Maryland-based company. It's called Social Solutions International. And they're interested in diversity. They have no background in the media. But because they're minorities, it's a minority-owned business. It's a small and disadvantaged business, don't you know? And so they were given the contract to break into our newsrooms and start to control content and maybe fire people who were too white and put in more people of color and more women, more minorities. You see, that's what they really wanted to do here. It's not enough that we have to put up with the government propaganda around the clock. Now they wanted to take the few voices that are not spewing out the garbage that Obama wants them to spew out, like Jimmy Fallon. So they want to push more women and minorities into radio and the newsroom. So they got caught and they backed off, right? Well, this company has quite a few contracts that need to be looked into because they've gotten contracts. Federal records show that the company has more than $9 million in contracts with the Department of Health and Human Services. And the total value of its federal contract since 06 is $21.4 million. But what are some of the things that they've done? Well, it's included training on, quote, motivational interviewing for members of the U.S. Air Force. You know what that means, don't you? Now you know why the Air Force can no longer fly planes. Now you know why planes are falling out of the sky. Now you know why they're coming up with fake scandals in the Air Force about fake rape scandals. It's all because of this intrusion by these corrupt companies, in my opinion. But this rotten, stinking firm has worked on domestic violence, postpartum depression, with the Maternal and Child Health Bureau. So they get all of these contracts under the guise of being a poor me, a minority disadvantaged business. And they got away with it so far. They got away with murder. But that wasn't good enough for them. Making money that they never deserved, in my estimation. Doing studies that have no value whatsoever to anybody on the planet, that wasn't good enough for them. Living high on the hog, that wasn't good enough for them. Driving big fancy cars on government money, that wasn't good enough for them. Staying in the best of hotels, that wasn't good enough for them. Eating fabulous meals, that wasn't good enough for them. No, they stuffed their fat mouths on these contracts, and then they wanted a little more. They wanted to take over the newsrooms and the radio stations. Tell us what to say and what not to say. That what Obama was going to do using this so-called contractor. I would like to see the same outrage that was expressed in stopping this company from doing this, in investigating this company now. I want one Republican congressman to demand bookkeeping and accounting. I want to see where our tax dollars have gone with this company. I want to know how the money was spent. I'd like them to find $10 that was misspent and throw them in prison. Then you will see a stoppage to this intrusion upon our rights and liberties. Not until they actually pay the consequences for their overreach. You have to understand, the left works in one way only. They continuously overreach until they're stopped. And then when they're stopped, they go, whoops. But then they go down another road. And they'll try to get you another way. It's only when they're imprisoned for their overreach. And there's only one way to catch them. And I'm directing this strictly to the Republicans who are listening to the show. You, by the way, thank God the Republicans on the committee stopped them. And the media groups that objected to this, I thank you. I did it. You did it. And we owe Byron York a great compliment for digging up the story. You know, you got to give credit where credit is due. But now you've got to go after the company that they hired to basically take over through bullying American newsrooms. Through the threat of minority this, minority women that. It's bullying under the guise of minority contracting. What do you think bullying is? They like to use the word bullying. This is bullying. Everyone's afraid to say one word to a minority contractor. Oh, you're sacred, sure. Come on in. Take over the news media. You're a minority. You know more than I do. That's what everyone's afraid of, cowering around them. Well, now go investigate them. The FCC pick for the media study had a history in health, not news. Good. Now look into it. Social welfare and health. Go look into the company, Social Solutions International. See who they are. They're a small and disadvantaged business. And that's a designation which comes with various forms of assistance and is given to firms managed by, quote, socially and economically disadvantaged individuals. Why don't you see how they spent the money that they got? See what cars they bought. See what meals they took. See what hotels they stayed in. See what trips they took. Who are they? Well, the president is a Harvard-educated person by the name of Susanna Nemes, N-E-M-E-S, and she cites substance abuse and HIV as her primary areas of expertise. Now, how does that qualify her to take over the newsrooms and radio stations and tell us what to talk about? How could they go about studying the media? Well, obviously, this was one of the worst examples of overreach of the Obama administration. And as a result of complaints by those in the media and at least one Republican member of the FCC who should get a prize for this, they were stopped today. The commissioner who blew the whistle on them is Ajit Pai, who raised plans of concerns about the plan on Fox News earlier this week. And he should be given every award that's given to a real great American. This is a great American, Ajit Pai. Remember, he's an FCC commissioner who actually did his job. Now we need Ajit Pai to go to congressmen and go to and look into Social Solutions. Find out what they did with the $21 million they've gotten since 06. Find out what they did to the Air Force with their training programs. Find out what kind of cars they drive, what kind of meals they eat, what kind of hotels they stay in. Find out what they've done with the government contracts and put them in jail if so much as $10 has been misspent. That's my dream, because I still have a dream that America can be saved. Raise your voice. You can stop this fascism by pointing it out. And they'll go back into their dark caves where the vampires come from. Well, I got to take a quick break here on the Savage Nation. The time is 42 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the Savage Nation, of course. And I'll be back momentarily right here on the program. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
One area where I excel in, and that is in the international affairs. I've never been wrong. Never. I get certain things wrong on a minor key, but rarely do I get international affairs wrong. Ever. Going back to Bush 1. Bush 1, as I said, when Bush 2 was in power, I said at least Bush 1 had advisors who had the sense to not take out the Republican Guard. They left the Republican Guard in Iraq, along with a weakened Saddam, to act as a counterpoint to Iran. But Bush 2, I said, was a dummy. His advisors were horrendous, moronic think tank neocons who took out not only the entire Republican Guard, but killed Saddam and killed his sons. And I said, what's going to happen, this was in the time it was going on, I said, what's likely to happen is we're going to have a greater Persia. Bingo, who was right, me or you? So now if you want to ask me about what's going on in the Ukraine, I will tell you that what happened in Georgia is probably a good example about what's going to happen in the Ukraine. There's no way in hell, pardon me, that Putin is going to let go of a warm seaport. It's not happening. He's not letting go of a major naval port. And he's not going to give in to a bunch of protesters who were put in power with the European Union. As we roll into the end of hour number three, and you get ready to turn your radio off and go on and do what normal people do after Michael Savage leaves the airwaves, which is turn the radio off, here are the news headlines on the Savage Nation. Dems laugh when asked why Obamacare doesn't save families money. Oh, okay, they're arrogant. What else? Can I remind you that Savage beat Hannity, pummeled him in every game imaginable in all of the top markets? They said he couldn't do it. Now the numbers are in for the first month. Tell your friends that Savage continues to reinvent radio. A different show every day. Full spectrum, from politics to medicine to the arts. Nothing predictable, and that's why Savage is gaining and winning in some of these markets against old Wallbanger. Meanwhile, the Congressional Black Caucus wants to police the press and crush the First Amendment. You heard me. Isn't it interesting how the oppressed minorities, once they gain power, oppress everybody else? I saw an article over the weekend which says Jamaicans lead Caribbean calls for Britain to pay slavery reparations. They want reparations from slavery days in Jamaica. 10 demands for Britain, France, and Holland, including funds to total billions, an apology and assurance of slavery will never be repeated. Now, you know this is a shakedown. As you well know, reparations are nothing but a gangster criminal demand along the lines of Al Capone. Because if you're going to start talking about reparations, I'm going to start talking about reparations. So let's talk about reparations, which I call rapination. I call reparations rapinations. Now, if they want someone to sue, they must start with the families of the African tribal leaders who sold their own people into slavery in the first place. Capiche? In other words, there were African tribal leaders who were the original slave traders, and the original slave traders they worked with were Arabians. The Muslims conquered various regions of Africa, became slave traders, worked with African tribal leaders who sold Africans into slavery. So I would say if you want rapinations, go to Arabia, go to Kuwait, go to the nations in the Middle East and demand reparations. See how far you get with it. See if they'll take your garbage. See how they'll deal with your garbage demands that you can only hear on MSNBC. It makes as much sense to demand reparations from people who had no connection to the slave trade going back six generations. No sense whatsoever. Now, where does the search for rapinations end? Can the French sue the Italians for Julius Caesar's invasion of Gaul? Can the Celtic peoples of Britain sue the Dutch for the invasions of the Angles and the Saxons? Can the tribes of Central Mexico sue the descendants of the Aztecs for the tens of thousands of murder victims at the hands of Aztec priests? Where does this search for free handouts in the guise of equality and fairness and reparations end? When you hear the word reparations, what you're hearing is a criminal gangster movement trying to pull off an international shakedown on a worldwide scale. And the people looking for reparations should be arrested as the gangsters and grifters and con men that they present themselves to be. So I will ask you today on the Savage Nation, do you believe Britain should pay reparations to descendants of slaves in Jamaica? Do you believe America owes reparations to all of those poor black people in America? Now, even though you never owned a slave, your father never owned a slave, your grandfather never owned a slave, there are those in this country, the communist left, that would like to see a race war, a civil war, by triggering reparations. And that's why you're hearing inequality, fairness. Every day of your life under Obama, you're being fed the garbage about inequality when we have the first black president, the first black attorney general, a large swath of the federal government run by African people, and yet we keep hearing the same old Animal Farm lie that there's an oppression and a racism. It's going to move to reparations as sure as I'm sitting here, because that's Obama's next card in his deck. This is serious. We're living in very vile times, which are going to become violent times, because Obama makes up his own rules as he goes along. What would you do if you woke up? Listen to what he's done. He wrote new rules saying schools can't suspend bullies because it's racist. It's racist to suspend bullies because too many people of African American descent are being disciplined. It's not that they caused any trouble in the classroom. It's that they're being picked on because they're black. That's what the federal government has said. So now under Obama, schools can't suspend bullies. Now under Obama, they're forcing the worst of the poor people into middle-class zip codes in order to destroy the middle class even further. They're recreating the mortgage crisis. It's all based on Saul Alinsky's principles on how to conduct a stealth revolution. And I am warning you that you're going to wake up one day and you're going to start hearing the discussion of reparations. And I don't think there's anyone who's as capable of discussing this topic as I am, for a number of reasons. And the primary reason is enough is enough. Someone has to draw a line in the sand and say, this is the end of the story. No more. These are fighting words. I'm not going to put up with it anymore. They're going to trigger a civil war in this country as sure as I'm sitting if they keep this up. And that's the last thing we want. I told you that I study revolutions, and I have studied revolutions. I have studied dictatorships since I'm 18 years old. It's one of my hobbies. It's not my specialty. specialties were in other fields. I have studied revolutions. I've studied dictatorships. I know how they work. And what we're emerging, what's emerging in this country is a stealth dictatorship, step by step, day by day. Right now, we have a Congress that's nothing but a rubber stamp to the new dictator, the new dictatorship under Obama. It is nothing but a rubber stamp. When you hear an occasional mouthing from Ted Cruz or this and that, they have no power whatsoever. They are allowed to speak only because it gives the semblance of an opposition party. There is no opposition party. We have a rubber stamp, the same type of rubber stamp that existed in Germany in the mid-1930s. At that point, the rubber stamp had been completed. There was still a parliament in Germany in the mid-30s, but it had been so overwhelmed by the power of the new government and so neutralized in every way that the German parliament had become a rubber stamp. So right now we have one of those elements called the rubber stamp. There is no opposition party. What Obama, the Martinet, does next is anyone's guess. There seems to be no constraint upon his narcissism and his egomania and his desire, frankly, to destroy the society and remake it in his own image. This is going to be a disaster for everyone. Nobody's going to win from this except him and his cronies. Make no mistake about it. Nobody wins from this. And there's going to be more on this from me as the months go on, because my new book is called Stop the Coming Civil War. It's going to be out in October. You can't buy it. I shouldn't even be talking about it, but it seeps out of me every day.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage. If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.